Liu Tranquina, ein Australier mit italienischen Wurzeln. Seit über 30 Jahren lebt er in Australien. Vor knapp 2 Jahren ist Tranquina in Rente gegangen. Naja, fast. Damit ihm nicht langweilig wird, hat er sein Hobby zum Nebenjob gemacht. Er vertreibt Wein. Wein aus seinen beiden Heimatländern, Italien und Australien. Tranquina sagt, seine Kunden schätzen seine erlesene Auswahl.
I started slowly doing this business, gathering new customers, and they seemed to like my wines, and I picked fairly good, unique wines. And with this philosophy of picking very small wine producers who have a lot of emphasis on quality and good pricing, I develop also a fairly good customer base here that buy my wines regularly.
Bevor er in Rente gegangen ist, hat Tranquina für den Elektronikkonzern Siemens gearbeitet. Damals ist er viel rumgekommen. Oft hat er Geschäftsessen organisiert. Der Australier sagt, dabei habe er die Liebe zum Wein entdeckt.
Through my work with Siemens, visiting many different countries and also having a lot of customer contacts, I was always inviting the customers to dinners and I got to choose the wine. So after a while, I actually developed a fairly good nose for wines, and it seemed that the wines that I picked and I enjoyed were also, you know, liked by all my customers.
Heute verkauft Tranquina in Erlangen australischen und italienischen Wein. Verständlich. Er ist Australier mit italienischen Wurzeln. Tranquina erklärt, dass er australischen Wein verkaufe, läge nicht nur an seinen Wurzeln.
Firstly, because of my heritage, I wanted Australian and Italian, and also find that the Germans also have a good connection to Australia. They love Australia, and it makes it easier, you know, when I have Australian wines, that they actually also buy them as well.
Tranquina sagt, was australischen Wein angeht, seien die Deutschen zwiegespalten. Die einen wollen ihn unbedingt. Die anderen auf keinen Fall.
Many Germans oppose buying Australian wines because they also think there are enough good wines here in Europe, which is true. But then again, there are other Germans that have very fond memories of Australia and like to buy Australian wines, and then they can think back on their times on their holidays in Germany. So it is sort of a bit of both, yeah? Some don't want to buy on principle because it's a long way to import Australian wines, and others think it's good because they, it reminds them of their time in Australia.
Tranquina ist Weinhändler mit Leidenschaft. Für ihn geht es dabei nicht um das große Geld. Er verkauft eben Weine, die ihm einfach schmecken. Regelmäßig fliegt er für Weinproben nach Australien bzw. nach Italien. Liu Tranquina erklärt weiter, es sei für ihn als kleiner Händler wichtig, dass er nur Weine verkaufe, die es so in Deutschland noch nicht gebe.
Because I'm only a small operator, I make sure that the wine producer that I choose is not already present on the German market. Because if they are, other people buy larger quantities than I can, which means they get a more attractive price and are able to sell it cheaper than me. So that's number one. Number two, of course, is the quality and taste of the wine. I mean, I have to make sure that I enjoy and like the wine very much before I can sell the wine. And also, the wine producer itself has to be a sort of a small family business operator, not a large producer that, you know, makes bulk wines and through that is able to sell the wines cheaper. So I look for those three factors, yeah.